On average, 8 women present to hospital every day around Australia because of domestic violence. And in an attempt to reduce that figure, the federal government has announced the next round of funding for its Domestic Violence Action Plan, $328 million until 2022. For more on this, I'm joined by political reporter Stephanie Burris. Stephanie, good morning. There have been calls from those working in the domestic violence sector for more funding. Does this go far enough?
Well, Sabra, this commitment of $328 million, the government says, is the largest ever Commonwealth investment for the prevention and frontline services of reducing domestic violence. This funding will go towards, as you mentioned, the fourth action plan of the National Plan to Reduce Violence Against Women and Their Children, because there has been an increased focus and commitment to reduce domestic violence from all political parties. Especially, you mentioned that figure before, another one that's staggering is 1 in 6 women have experienced physical or sexual violence by a current or former partner since the age of 15. In terms of where this funding will go, it's across a number of areas, including further assistance for 1-800-RESPECT, which is a helpline that's open 24 hours to support those people impacted by sexual assault or domestic violence, and also further money for prevention strategies. And the Minister for Women, Kelly O'Dwyer, suggested that some of that money will go towards advertising campaigns, and she further outlined this morning as well where else this money will go.
Prevention of family and domestic violence, helping to respond very quickly on the front line, and also helping people to recover. And in the example of women presenting at hospital, we are going to be training for the first time those frontline emergency service workers and health professionals to make sure that they can recognise the signs of family and domestic violence.
And that's the Federal Minister for Women, Kelly O'Dwyer. And Steph, how has this announcement been received?
Well, those working within the domestic violence sector have always been calling for more money. So, of course, they are welcoming this morning's announcement, but say they want more detail and that it's not only the amount of funding that matters, but also the way in which it's targeted. The Deputy Labor Leader, Tanya Plibersek, was on News Breakfast this morning, and she says she wants to see further details about today's announcement.
Of course, we welcome any expansion of services for victims of domestic violence. On first glance, a lot of what has been announced by the government is just the continuation of existing programs, which of course we welcome. But with so much unmet demand, we think that the government could have gone further.
That's the Deputy Labor Leader, Tanya Plibersek. And Steph, as we head closer to the federal election, we're seeing more people put up their hands to run for Parliament, whether it be as an independent or a minor party candidate. And this morning, we learned that a second high-profile candidate is running against the Treasurer, Josh Frydenberg.
That's right. Prominent lawyer and human rights advocate Julian Burnside will now be running for the Greens in the seat of Kooyong. As you mentioned, it's held by Treasurer Josh Frydenberg, which the Liberals hold it by a margin of nearly 13%. Now, the other candidate with their eye on the seat is Oliver Yates. He's a former Liberal Party member and the former chief executive of the Clean Energy Finance Corporation, running, as I mentioned, as an independent. So Julian Burnside's entry into this race will split the vote even further. He says he's going back on a vow to never enter politics, the reason being because Australia's political system, in his eyes, is broken.
Stephanie Burris, our political reporter in Canberra, thank you very much.